You are listening to Anything Goes with Mega Boss Dad and Creepy Cory.
Hi!
Hi!
Holy shit.
Was that loud again?
It might have been.
Oh, all right. Good evening, you beautiful buttholes.
Yes.
Wait, what?
What? Wait, what?
Huh?
I like beautiful buttholes.
Yes.
I do. I like a nice, good, beautiful.
Clean.
Clean.
Not hairy.
No, preferably not. Like nice, clean, sparkly, pink butthole.
Sphincter.
Sphincter. That ain't no sphincter.
Amen, brother.
Hell yeah.
Oh.
So
how has your past, 2 weeks, week and a half, whatever it's been?
It's been good.
Good.
It's been good. How has yours been?
Oh, busy.
Busy?
Not really busy, but.
Not really busy?
But just working, still working 6 days a week. Hell yeah.
Nothing wrong with that. Maybe.
When you go into work and all they have planned for you is to clean, yeah, there's something wrong with that.
Yeah. Yeah, that would piss me off. I don't get what this means. I'm trying to figure this out. If you continue, this live video won't be saved unless you previously chosen to archive all your... Okay, so discard it. I don't friggin' know. I don't know what that means.
I have no idea.
Neither do I.
Last time I used Instagram Live, I was drunk.
That is true. You were.
Not really.
Just a little bit. Maybe a lot of it. So...
Yeah.
But anyways, so... Hey.
Hi! Hi!
So... We gotta do it. What the fuck are we drinking?
What the fuck are we drinking?
I wish I could
beer.
Remember, yeah, beer, of course. Cheers.
We are drinking a beer called Wonderland by Sierra Nevada. It is a nectarine ale, and it is fucking good.
It is. It is. I was a little unsure how I would feel about the nectarine, but. I think I like it.
It's also 7.5 alcohol.
Yeah. Yeah, that is good. Wait, 7.9?
5.
Oh, 7.5. Cheers.
Yeet. Yeet.
It's big as much as my...
Yeet.
Yeet. Oh. So...
I'm negative that because it's so fucking cold.
What is going on here? Yes. Apparently we're having some technical difficulties at the moment.
Are we really?
Yes.
What's going on?
I don't know. That's what I like to find out. So, yeah, I don't know. It looks like...
Is this from Trevor?
I hope that it's... So forgive us if you're watching right now. And I'm just trying to make sure that everything's going okay because it's looking like we might be having some technical difficulties, but nope.
We're still good on YouTube.
So we're good. All right, I see it. We're good now. Sorry. Anyway, so... Yeah, you gotta love it. This whole computer system was acting weird, though, from the moment we started. I don't get it. So how's everyone doing tonight out in your world, wherever you're at?
Hope you're all doing good.
So tell us where you're at, where you're from. So, Mike McCartney?
Hey, what is up, Mike?
Yes, that's a wonderful...
I knew you were going to say that.
Wonderful name. I like it. Do you know him?
Yes, I do.
I figured.
Yes, I do.
It is a sexy name. So.
You go, Mike.
Stoned. I bet you're not the only one, Trevor. Right? Let me guess, Trevor just started trimming some trees, right?
Trevor's probably horny right now.
Mm-hmm. Are you horny, Trevor?
So, are you horny, baby?
Are you horny, baby? So, yeah. So, this beer is actually... I was a little leery about the nectarine.
Dennis?
Huh?
Dennis Leary?
Yeah, sure. We'll go with that.
He's an ass.
Yes, he is. Why is he? Yes, see? Trevor says he's stoned too. Why is Dennis Leary an asshole? What'd he do?
I don't know. That's his song. He made a song called I'm an Asshole.
He did?
Yeah.
Dude, that's a great song.
It is a very good song.
I like that. I like that.
Trevor is always fucking horny.
Good to know. Good to know. So,
you know, instead of sending me freaking voice messages all the time, just call us.
Yeah. Wait, well, I don't have that on right now.
Never mind. Don't call us.
You know, but, I mean, hey, if you're that horny, Trevor, you can always play with...
These nuts.
You know? So, there's that.
Not these ones, because I'm your brother.
You said hell yeah to that. I did hear that.
I was talking about for years.
Oh, well, I did.
Not mine.
I did hear.
Yeah. I mean, I know we're from Vermont, but no.
But you're from northern Vermont, too, and that's even worse. You promise?
We're actually in the middle of Vermont.
It's kind of on the northern side.
Yeah, whatever.
It is on the northern side. So, but yeah, I'm trying to think of anything. So, yeah, last week, obviously, Trevor's babysitting tonight, so he'll be in and out, and don't take that the wrong way. So who would trust Trevor to babysit?
I don't know.
Wow. Kudos to the person who's letting you babysit.
Better be careful with my nephew.
That's right. That's right. So I'm trying to think. So we took last weekend off, right?
Yes, we did.
And it was kind of nice to have a week off. Once in a while, we need that. A little mental health break. Why did we take off? Oh, that's right.
Bruins.
No, yeah, well, yes, the Bruins, and we were drinking, of course, and
shopping for a TV.
Yeah, we went out because I found on my phone, I happened to be looking up TVs on my phone. And,
in the middle of the Bruins game.
Yeah, well, it was during the intermission.
Yeah.
And
the last one.
Yeah. And then all of a sudden, I'm like, oh, there's an ad on Walmart for, what was it, a 55-inch TV for $68 or something like that? Or $59. And
I thought it was $49.
Don't say anything about the score if you're watching, please.
Yeah. We are recording tonight's Bruins
game. I am
game.
Recording. I just saw that it come up. So
we are recording tonight's Bruins game. We are not watching it right now. We will be watching it
later.
Later.
Yep. So anyway, so I saw it come up the ad. I'm like, $59 for 55-inch, you know, friggin' 4K TV. So we went to Walmart. Like, I'm like, we got to go now because it said limited stock. Of course, we get there, can't find the fucking TV at all.
And the guy that was helping us was shorter than all the TVs.
Yes, he was. He was. I mean, literally, there was a 3-foot tall TV, and I'm pretty sure it was a half a foot taller than him.
I wanted to hold him and be like, okay, little guy.
When I get you, I'm like, Corey, look at these TVs and tell me what you think about the picture. And Corey's backing up. I'm like, dude, you got to run over the midget. I'm like, I know he can't see past you, you know?
Yeah.
And
I couldn't see under my gut.
No, well, that's also why you can't see your dick. Just saying.
Well, I know that.
Well, you know.
I mean, I just saw my toes the other day for the first time.
Did you bend over to look at them?
I was doing stretches at work.
Oh. You could stretch?
I had to touch my toes. I'm just like, fuck, that's what my toes look like.
I've seen you stretch. It wasn't pretty, you know?
I never said I was trying to be pretty.
So we went to Walmart because I was looking for this $59 TV, and they didn't have it there, of course, because I'm like, dude, this is the TV. Here's the. He's like, how much was it? I'm like, I don't know. It's this model number because I know that they have to price match. So I'm trying to find this fucking TV. And then it's not there. And he's like, yeah, we don't have that here. I'm like, it says on the ad limited stock. He's like, well, it updates every 48 hours. I'm like, what the fuck? That's stupid.
That's every 2 days.
Yeah. Dude, if I'm shopping and I see something available in the store, I don't want to know if they had it 2 fucking days ago. I want to know if they have it right now. You know?
Amen.
Fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah.
But so they didn't have it. So then I'm at the store. And of course, I'm like, fuck. And now I want a TV because I had a 55-inch in my living room, and I've had that for friggin', I got that in like 2011, so I've had that 10 years. And I'm like, well, I want a bigger TV because I'm so used to it, and I just need something bigger. You know, that's the story of our lives. We always need something bigger.
It's probably what my ex left me.
Probably. I know that's why the jerk-off queen left you.
Oh.
But, I mean,
is it really considered leaving me if we were never together?
That is a good point. That is a good point. So anyway, we show up and
she was drunk. Very, very drunk.
She was a lightweight then. Dude, if she was that drunk, why couldn't you get her to friggin' suck you off or something?
Because she passed out in the middle. I don't know.
And? So anyways, so we're did that just, you just figure out?
Yeah.
So we're at the store, and now I'm looking at all these TVs, and I'm like,
all of them.
Yeah, all of them. And I need to go home with a TV. I just can't leave here without a TV.
Meanwhile, there's just me and standing in the background.
Yep, yep. And it's, you know, I'm sorry. I need to compare the TVs to make sure I'm getting the right kind of TV and the one with the best picture that I can get there.
But you were asking me weird questions. You're like, which one looks smoother? And I'm just like, what the fuck you want me to do? Go up to a TV and feel it?
Well, yeah. It's like, okay, do you want a stubble on your vagina or do you want it nice and smooth? You know? I like Whatever. It nice and smooth, just like I like my TVs.
I like it nice and smooth, too, but if there's a little stubble, I'm not going to complain.
I know, but if, you know, it's if she says you want a little stubble, you want nice and smooth, are you going to prefer the nice and smooth?
Oh, absolutely.
It's just like a TV. I want the picture nice and smooth.
Sorry, I'm not putting a TV on my face.
Oh, I would. I would. Especially that TV. Dude, that TV is nice, though, isn't it?
It is very
nice. So I showed up. I had a 55-inch TV, and I end up coming home with a 65-inch 4K TV. It is. And yeah, I'm in love with it. The picture is gorgeous on it. And Trevor loves smooth. but the picture is gorgeous on it. And it's like the perfect size for now. But later on, I'm sure I'll want another one. I'm sure I will. Yeah. I was looking.
A projector on your wall.
No, that's going in the garage.
That is true.
So. But yeah, so we end up getting the TV, and
he ended up getting the TV. Yeah, not we.
And then I moved the 55-inch up to my bedroom.
Yep.
Yep. And then the 47-inch that I had in my bedroom
went to me.
Yep, it went to Corey.
And that's where our night.
Yep, we ended up
took a turn.
Yeah, so so we ended up having to bring the TV to his house, of course, and so we go to the house. And what time was it that we went there? It was about midnight, right?
It was midnight, 1 o'clock.
Yeah, I think it was
that time.
So we bring the TV over, and we bring the TV up there. He's like, oh, why don't you see this episode of Last Man Standing?
Tim Allen show.
Yep,
great
yep.
show.
It is. And it was the episode where Tim the Tool Man Taylor is a guest on the show, so he had to show it to me because, of course, we loved Home Improvement.
Yes.
That was one of the best shows ever. And so we're watching it, and we have a drink. What do we have? We had beer at that point. We started with beer.
I think we were having these.
Yeah, we were.
We were having these.
Yep, that's right. We were.
I had them.
Yeah.
The Sierra Nevadas.
Yes. So we're drinking beers, watching the show. And
like the, somebody outside had bad gas.
I know. On the screen, it looks so like you're looking at the backdrop here because you can't see the window behind it. It's like, dude, you're looking back at a brick wall with our pictures on it. And over my right breast. So anyways, we end up watching the show and we're drinking some beers.
Like always.
Yep. Because that's what we do. We drink beers.
And
then we move to the Crown. Yep.
At this point, he has me, someone he was already feeling the buzz. He has me pour the Crown Royal into two cups.
Oh, my God. That was a mistake.
I had a heavy hand.
He filled the damn, like, usually when you drink, you know, you pour, like, an inch worth, like, it's, you measure it by fingers, like, essentially, one or two fingers. So, like, two fingers is a decent glass, like, you know, that you're sipping it, you know. This motherfucker fills a glass halfway. Both of them. So, we're sitting there drinking it. And Trevor says, started with beer, ended up with each other's cocks. No, Trevor,
no,
we did not.
That far.
He ended up with my cock. Let's get it straight. I mean, it's true.
No Wiener Schnitzel over here.
Why not? That's sad. I don't like it.
Sorry.
Denied.
Anyways,
scared me a little bit.
Damn right, Corey. That's how to drink halfway with alcohol. Yes, ma'am. So he pours these drinks these glasses halfway full. So we're drinking them.
And you got to finish them.
You have to.
Once they're poured, you got to finish it.
Yeah. And then we end up drinking more beers. And, you know, so at one point, I think it was around 1:30.
I don't know.
I think it was around 1:30 in the morning. We went outside so I could have a smoke. And I start up my car.
To warm it up.
To warm up the car because it was freaking cold. It's been really fucking cold lately.
Yeah, it does.
So I start up the car and we have a smoke in, you know.
No,
out.
He has a smoke. I'm just
I do,
sitting
yeah.
there.
And then we went back inside and then like 20 minutes later, I'm like, yeah, I'm going to go out for another smoke, you know. So we went out and I'm like, oh, let's sit in my car. It's warm because it's fucking cold and windy outside. So we sit in my car and I'm having a smoke. And then we go back inside. And then we're sitting there, we're drinking some more beers and watching the TV and just shooting the shit and apparently recorded some live videos.
We sent a video to my good buddy.
Who shall be remaining.
The Lyric.
The Lyric.
I tried to get him to send me some of his music that he does.
Yeah.
He didn't do it.
What the fuck?
He told me that he had a Spotify. I found him on Spotify, but every time I pushed the play button, it played other artists.
Really?
But one of these days, I'm going to get some. It's in.
See, now you can look like. It's in Spanish.
It's in Spanish, but I want to promote him, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
Help support him in his path.
Yeah. Let's do it. Tell him to come on here and bring some of his Riva music.
I will.
You know? So apparently we recorded a video.
You sent it.
I did. I still have yet to watch it. But, so we recorded videos. I wonder if I can get it playing on here. I bet you I could. No, that's too much.
Sounds so Chinese.
Me casa su casa. I don't even remember what we said in that video or anything.
Dude, I don't either. Like the next, or was it? Yeah, the next day at work, Victor start, or the Lyrics giving me shit. And he goes, you know, Mike had those words right. You were wrong. And I was like, what the fuck are you talking about? I had to go home the next day to rewatch it. And I'm like, oh.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, you were saying them backwards. I do remember that part, that you were saying things backwards.
I was. I was saying Mayamo means I love you and Teyamo means my name.
Yeah.
I had those swapped.
Yep. Yep. And I knew. I knew it.
Oh.
Well, I lived in a town called Pueblo, Colorado. So what's that tell you? Yeah. And, but yeah, so we ended up, you know, drinking pretty good. And it, I think, what was it? Around 4:30 in the morning, I'm sitting there and I'm like, oh, my fucking car is still running. My car was running for 3 hours out in the parking lot. The whole time my car was running with the heat blasted on high. And it's like, oh, shit. Well, good thing it's a little car, so I don't waste gas.
And you also did not get into a cold car. And if you did, there might have been something wrong with your heat.
Yeah.
Or you accidentally turned your AC on.
Yeah, I wouldn't put that past us that night. But I will say, you know, it takes, what, 3 minutes to get from your house to my house?
Yes.
That was the warmest fucking 3-minute drive I've ever been on in my entire life.
I'm sure.
You know, I was literally heating up my car for over 3 hours for a 3-minute drive.
Yep. Yep.
Hey, whatever. I think I went through about, I went through like a quarter tank of gas on that.
For 3 hours.
No, it's really not. Because you figure.
Imagine how many miles you could have traveled in 3 hours.
Well, it goes through more gas. Though.
But still.
But you figure a quarter tank of gas is 12 gallons. So that was only 3 gallons of gas. So it only cost me over, what, $7 for it to heat up my car for fucking, you know, 3 hours.
But hey, it was a chill.
It was a chill,
even
night.
Though we were.
Oh yeah, but you know what? We were not nearly as hungover as we were when we drank those Coors beers.
I felt fine the next day. I was tired.
Yeah,
but I felt fine the next day.
Yeah, I was tired too, but I definitely, you know, definitely was a little tired the next day. Uncle Jerry is awake. Did we have him call?
I don't
have the phone stuff up. I didn't turn on the phones tonight.
So I changed my profile picture on Facebook right before this. I changed it to that.
That's a good picture.
One of my buddies freaking messaged back saying, erect.
Nice.
I just got to say, where I work, the straight guys are gayer than the gay guys. I'm pretty on the podcast, mm-hmm. but it's worth repeating.
Well, it's like I said before, I think, on here as well. A real friend will make your parents question your sexuality.
Amen.
Yep.
And my mom questions us.
Well, not too much when, you know, I'm blowing out that hip. Dude, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I can't help it. I just gave her
diabetes.
Wait. What? I gave her diabetes.
You might want to go get checked out.
Oh, shit. That is good. That is good. I gave her diabetes. But
gave her diabetes.
I gave her diabetes. I'm blowing out that hip.
Diabetes.
Diabetes. How's mama doing, by the way?
I mean, she sent us that video earlier of her doing a shot, so she's doing good, I guess.
We'll have to do a shot later.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of shots and alcohol and beer.
Uh-oh.
So we tried this other beer earlier. It was some English beer.
It was something from Britain.
And it's the weirdest thing. It's like pub beer, which actually, can you text the wife and ask her to bring us up those?
Sure, let me text your wife.
Well, that's because I'm talking. I you know?
It's Brittany, bitch.
What does Brittany have?
Because if she was my wife, I would be. But I probably wouldn't be doing this right now, and I'd be friggin' buried neck deep. But anyways, Trevor says, actually, no, not sure. She's a little rough looking lately. Have you noticed that? I don't know. But I have absolutely no idea where I was going with that. Oh, so the beers, yes. So we had this English beer, and it's this pub, some type of pub beer. And as I open it, the motherfucking thing explodes. Like, there's beer fucking everywhere. And I'm sitting there, I'm like, what the fuck is going on? So Corey's like, oh, well, it's good to know, you know. But it fucking exploded everywhere. And, you know, I got it all over the floor and everything. But
meanwhile, there's me opening mine nice and slow, yep. Not spilling a drop.
No, that's because you friggin' had me showing you how it was, you know, when you open it the regular way. I open it like a regular beer.
Hey, look at this.
And
look at
thing
this.
Explodes.
I Googled pub beer from Britain. Look at the first thing to pop up is, it's the beer that we got.
That was a good beer. Send a picture of that to the wife and say, this is what you need to get in the fridge.
You are listening to Anything Goes with Mega Boss Dad and Creepy Corey.
So Trevor says, dude, if you ever worked in a restaurant, everyone on the line is gay and the gay guys are weirded out. That is true because I used to cook in restaurants. I spent a lot of time cooking in restaurants, actually. I ended up being the head chef of a restaurant back, Jesus, fucking years ago. That's just so wrong. Now that you point that out to me. Thanks, asshole. Hopefully Evie's not watching.
Doubt it.
You know, but hey, I doubt it. LMBO.
She's so adorable.
Yeah, she. Oh, yeah, absolutely. And it's very true. We were so gay. You know, the straight guys are seriously, I really think straight guys act gayer than gay guys.
Oh, absolutely.
And just everyday life, you know. But, whatever. Trevor says you'd be wearing your wife like a pair of earmuffs. You're fucking right there. Of course I do now, anyways.
So, on this website, you know how we were trying to find the alcohol content of that beer?
Yes.
5%.
The beer?
Shut up. Noticed.
I did. I noticed it. 5%?
5%.
That is weird, though, that they don't have it on the actual can.
They have it on their website.
Yeah. I don't get that. Oh, boy. Is this it? Oh, God. We should have her open that out there. No, it will explode. Oh, God. Dude, I don't do that. Dude, I'm serious. If you get that on my mixing board, I will fucking cut you. All right, here. I'm going to hand you this one so you can do this one over there. Yeah, because I don't. Just give me that fucking beer so I can pour it in my glass.
This one's mine.
Did somebody do it, Bert?
Hey, you guys.
Mike McCarthy did. Do we ever play the penis game at Wayside? What the fuck? That one sounded like it could have exploded. What the fuck is Wayside?
That is a very good restaurant in Barrie, Vermont.
There it is. It exploded, didn't it?
Yep, but I did not spill a drop.
You just took it all in deep in your mouth, didn't you? Like a pro. Yes, like a pro. Now, that's talent right there. So,
excuse me if anybody hears my slurping.
Okay, this is how you pour a perfect beer.
I'm drinking mine out of the can.
Don't do that. No, no, no. Do not disgrace a beer like that. There it is. And no, believe it or not, that is not all. In the video, that looks like a ton of head. Nothing's wrong with a ton of head. But that's actually
what's
not.
That?
It is the beer settling. That's the way it's made because inside the can, they have a little ball in there, like in Corey's pants.
That's two little balls.
It gives that draft. It's literally a ball in here of, I'm assuming, carbon dioxide. So, but yeah, so this is the beer. It is actually a really fucking good beer. Look at that. That is like a perfect beer right there. You know, I like it. I think I need to take a picture.
Take a picture of these nuts.
Yeah, I have my son's telescope downstairs, and it has the camera attached.
Because you're going to... No, my nuts are huge, but my little thingy is little.
Oh, true.
You're not taking dick pics. I don't do that. I want to disappoint him in person.
Well, that's good. That's good to know. let's see here. I have no idea why I'm dinging everywhere.
I'll give you a ding.
You promise? So, what the fuck was that? Travis says, I have seen more dicks in a restaurant than when I lived in a house with four dudes.
Why are people whipping out their dicks in a restaurant?
Maybe they have sausage night?
Go to the restaurant. You all right over there?
You ever see the movie Waiting?
Yes, I have. Wait, is that the one where they fuck a donkey or...
The fuck are you talking about? I don't remember them fucking a donkey on Waiting. Trevor, did they fuck a donkey on Waiting?
I don't know if it's Waiting or... I don't even know.
Yeah, I have no idea. I don't know. I saw Waiting just a couple times, and it's bad. That's Clerks. Okay.
Clerks, yes.
Clerks 2.
Clerks 2.
No, Mike said Clerks, and Trevor quickly came in with the...
Trevor's always coming in quick.
Yes, yep, Trevor comes quick. Quickly came... And pointed out that it was Clerks too. So, who do we believe there?
It's Clerks too.
Oh, shit!
Good to know.
Say, I told you, I don't just think of, people fucking a donkey.
Luis Guzman was in the restaurant. You know what's funny? Speaking of restaurants you worked at, when I was a waiter, I actually, this was back before I was cooking.
Can you go on?
Gay.
Hey, The Rock is a handsome son of a bitch.
He is. I'm not going to lie. And his fucking tequila is amazing.
Right now. Yep. Anyways, you were saying.
Like, I want The Rock all up in my mouth.
You want The Rock's cock.
Really?
What? I said you.
Dude, I probably, if I judge it off the rest of his body, it ain't fitting in my mouth. It's usually what happens, too. Yeah, that's true.
I mean, he probably doesn't take roids, but.
I don't know. You know what? I'll tell you what. No, I think The Rock takes roids, and I think he's a little bitch. And if you don't like me saying that, you come over here and sign an autograph for me, and let's hang out and have some eat.
Dude, I would love to hang out. I actually had a dream the other night.
About The Rock? Dude, that is gay.
He was... No, it was nothing sexual.
No.
It was nothing sexual.
Did you have a wet dream about The Rock?
No, I did not have a wet
dream. Are you sure?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Yes.
I don't believe you.
I am a... You want to test my sheets?
I do. If I go in there with a black light, will I see any semen?
You probably,
yeah,
but it's not because of The Rock.
It's because of the cock.
Yeah.
So back when I was in, I want to hear about that dream, by the way. You dream about other men. But back when I was in high school, I was waiting on who? What the fuck was that? Dude, why was you drinking a beer sounding like a fart? Go ahead, Corey. Swallow it. Oh, my God. So that was like right in the microphone. Like, Anyways, so back in high school, I was actually a waiter at a restaurant, and there was somebody who came in and sat at my tables, and they're like, real nice guy, but the guy was like ripped, and I'm like, this motherfucker is huge. And they're like, do you know who that is? I'm like, I have no fucking clue who that is. They're like, oh, that's John Cena. I'm like, okay, who the fuck is John Cena? I'm like, I don't give a shit. They're like, oh, he's a wrestler. He's like new and upcoming. He just joined WWE, or I think it was WWF when he joined.
It was E.
All right, that's what I thought. And they're like, you know, he's in WWE. And I'm like, okay, I've never fucking heard of him. He's not The Undertaker, so who the fuck is he, you know? I will cut your dick off and shove it up your friggin' anal cavity.
Even people that don't watch wrestling know who The Undertaker is.
Exactly.
People who don't watch wrestling know who John Cena is.
Well, I had no idea who it was. And they're like...
You know who he is now because of the butt chug scene.
Dude, that was such a... That got us flagged.
Yes, it
did. That scene got us flagged on YouTube. So...
We love you, YouTube.
Yep, we love you. Don't flag us again, please. So, yeah, so he was my... I waited on John Cena back when he first joined WWE. Real nice guy, because he's local from around here. Like, he lives in, I forget what town in Mass.
West Newberry.
Yeah, West Newberry. So he's local, so that's why he came into the restaurant, because he was local. And I'm like, who the fuck is this motherfucker? Big-ass fucking arms, though, I'll tell you, you know? And then, you know, obviously after that, everyone, you know, he blew up and, you know. But... Real nice guy, and it's kind of cool. Like, I could say, hey, I got to wait on John Cena, you know?
Yep.
But let's see. He was in there last week. Who was in your restaurant last week? Was that Luis Guzman? He is funny. I like Luis. Then he said fart noise. Will Middlebrooks came into Chili's I worked at.
Wait, what? Will Middlebrooks?
When was this? What state is he in?
Mike?
Yeah.
Right now, I think.
Trevor says he was 10 feet from Ben Stein in high school. And
yep. At Price Chopper.
With pee in his pants.
Pissed his pants at work and they wouldn't let him. The
fuck did he piss his pants at work?
He had to go pee and they didn't let him go.
So he pissed his pants. You know what? I probably would have done the same. Fucking right on, Trevor. You do you.
He pissed his pants and then boom, here comes a celebrity, Ben Stein.
Chili's was in Maine.
He's just like, hey, listen, got a dry eye? I got some pee for your eye.
Nice timing.
I didn't
fucking asshole. So, oh my God, that hit hard.
That reminds me of the time when I was at the Red Sox game, and I'm standing there at the urinal, and I hear this voice that sounds like John Cena. And as I'm at the urinal, I turn around, dude, this guy looks like Cena, and he sounds, is that John Cena? It's like, I'm standing there pissing, and I'm just like, John Cena's right behind me.
And then you look down and you're like, nope.
And then I'm just like, nope, he's got a tattoo on his arm. John Cena has no tattoos, and this dude is short.
So, for someone who's, I just want to point this out, you know an awfully lot about John Cena's body.
Because I watch wrestling.
Is he the one you dreamed about?
No, I dreamed about The Rock.
So tell me about this.
I don't even remember what it was about. All I know is The Rock was in it.
What was he doing to you?
The Rock?
Yeah. And could you walk after?
Yes. He was watching me.
Sweet.
But so, it's just like me and the Rock were friends, and it's just like I woke up and I'm just...
That would be awesome. So earlier when we log on, we got to tell the story. What was it? A few episodes ago, we did a story about how it's easier to get followers if you're a good-looking girl. You remember?
I remember that.
And that was... And it's true because, you know... I'm gonna pull up an exhibit here.
Let's and not the see. Rapper exhibit.
Right.
This ain't Pimp My Ride.
So I'm pulling up I'm gonna transition to this here. So there's this girl here.
Yep.
She's on Twitch, and this shows exactly what I'm talking about. So you see her, she's wearing clearly, intentionally dressed
slutty.
Sexy. We'll go with sexy. I don't want to say slutty because we don't know her. But she's dressed to catch attention.
A lot of attention.
And this was on the main screen in Twitch. She's got fucking 3,265 viewers watching this, and she's 2 hours into her stream. And she's talking about some bullshit, too.
Shit.
Yeah, literally.
At one point, she had to go pee-pee.
Yeah, she's like, oh, I gotta go pee. I'm gonna put some ads and walk away.
That's when all the freaking viewers went up, is when she was walking away.
Yeah. I mean, I saw why. But, and then look at, like, her sub goal is equals black stockings. You know, so here's a girl with almost 3,300 viewers. Talk about, and she's like, oh, what day is it? I think it's Saturday. Oh, wait, is this a Saturday? It is Saturday.
Yeah. You know, she didn't know what time, what day of the week it was.
No. And she's doesn't appear to be very smart at all, but she looks good. And that's why she has 3,300 viewers.
Meanwhile, there's us two who are fucking funny as hell.
That's right. And fantastic in bed.
Well, you just, might be.
Listen, if you say yes, they have to believe you because they don't know otherwise. So, Corey.
I'm an honest person.
He's a beast in bed. Like a beast.
Yeah, Mike would know.
That's right.
Wait.
What? So, yeah. So, but, you have this, you know, go ahead. Sorry.
Here we are. Two funny guys who are great in bed.
That's right. Fucking right.
And, you know, not the best looking. And all we have is Trevor.
Incredibly average. And we have Trevor and Mike.
Yep.
Sausage fest. Yep. And Trevor gets happy. He comes when I come on. So, yeah, so it shows you this broad, Melina, has fucking 3,300 people just because she looks like that.
Yep.
Talking about nothing to offer you. Talking about stupid, dumb shit.
She did have a painting, though, that actually looked pretty decent.
Yeah, you're right.
I will give her that.
I will say that. She said she painted that. And
you kind of see it up there behind her knee.
Yeah. Yep. That's what everyone's looking at, the painting.
Yeah, everybody wants that painting.
But yeah, I will give her credit on that. Nobody she did a really good job on that. So, but yeah, it's frustrating because literally all you got to do is look like a sleaze and you get thousands of viewers. See, perfect. But you know what? We'll probably get flagged for that because you showed your fucking nipples.
You're right. Even though they're man nipples, but yeah, they're big enough to look like female nipples.
Your next time, let's put duct tape on those nipples. Yeah.
Fine. Fucking rip off my hair while you're at it.
Let's do it. Oh, my God.
Uh-oh.
I was over at my friend's house, Doug, today. Well, we moved his douchebag bitch ex-girlfriend's shit out of his house.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, fuck her. She's a...
No, thank
she's
you.
She's a bitch.
So, why are you telling me to fuck her?
Because you can, because she's fucking... Anyways, so we're helping... I went over there because, you know, I'm me, and if she gets mouthy, I'll fucking tell the bitch shut the fuck up. So we literally... He told her, like... You not actually, his mom told her because his mom's like, she'll see a different side of me. And I love his mom. She's a sweetheart. She's like my own mom to me, you know. But she told his ex, you can pick up your stuff at 10 o'clock and not a minute earlier. So they show up at 9:35. And Doug told this bitch, get a medium to a larger U-Haul because you have a lot of shit at my house. She shows up in the smallest fucking U-Haul that you can possibly get. And he's like, are you fucking kidding me? This is what this bitch shows up in? So he told her, don't show up before 10 and your shit will be out on pallets, out in the yard. So I went over there this morning. We moved all this shit out, right? And I have absolutely no idea where I was going with this story.
Just tell it now.
There was some reason why I brought this. Oh, that's why. Now I remember. So anyways, so Jeff was there and helping us too. Like he showed up later on.
Yep.
But I was there bright and early, fucking on a Saturday, getting up early. No, but which, you know.
Aww.
Yeah, it's bullshit.
I was up at 3.
That's your own fucking choice. So.
Gets me out earlier.
But I'm the type of person, you know, if one of my friends need me, I don't give a shit what time it is, I'm there. So I show up there. Jeff finally shows up later, like when we're moving the last 4 boxes. And we're sitting in the kitchen. Well, he was working, so I will give him that. He was working.
All right, fair enough.
So we're we're sitting in the kitchen talking, and I see Doug go up behind him, and I see Doug, he has one of those flashlights that is also a taser. I see, and Jeff is wearing fucking snow pants. Well, he works outside most of the day, so he's wearing snow pants because of the wind, because it's been really fucking windy here lately. It's been literally, it hasn't gotten above like fucking 5 degrees.
It was bad.
Yeah, and with the wind chill, it says it feels like negative 17. Mm-hmm. So welcome to New England
winters.
This
morning I woke up and it was, to work, it was 7.
Exactly. Whoa. And at that point, it only felt like negative 4.
Yeah.
So I see Doug, going behind Jeff, and I'm like, oh shit, it's about to go down. So this is what made me think, because remember when I zapped you with it?
Yeah.
So Doug goes up behind Jeff and puts it against the snow pants, and I hear, and Jeff isn't reacting. So Doug presses it harder against him. All of a sudden you hear Jeff go, ow! He screamed just like that. He's like, dude, I felt that in my fucking teeth. Doug pressed it so hard against him and held the button because it didn't get him for a split second. It fucking zapped him all the way through his body into his teeth, and Jeff screamed just like a little girl. That was the most awesome.
Like, you mean like me when I see a pretty girl?
It was like horror movie girl screaming. You know, just like I just did. That's how he screamed. I was like, what the fuck was that? He's like, he zapped me with the taser. I'm like, you scream like a little bitch.
Oh, that's great.
So, yeah. So he totally fucking tased him, right? And everyone looks at him like when he screamed, like, what the fuck was that? And it's because he fucking tased him, you know? I think it's great. I do. I thought it was hilarious.
Whoa.
So Trevor said about that slutty girl, literally dressed girl. That was the best knee slapper ever. And then he says, Corey, Kim wants to introduce you to her best friend. Oh, there you go.
All right, so I got...
Are you interested?
Ow, my nuts.
Are you interested in meeting her best friend?
I have to update people.
Just say yes or no.
At this point, I'm going to...
Oh, that's a shame because Mike says his name is Hank. Trevor says, who's Hank? Her friend. Oh, I get it now. All right, so update.
So update on my social, as what somebody at work calls it.
Kim's friend is in you inbox.
Oh, that's that Chelsea
girl. Is she hot?
I don't know.
Does she look like she can suck a mean cock?
All he did was send... But, so there is this girl at the place that I work at. Who, ever since she first started, I was just really pretty. Mm-hmm. And my buddy, the Lyric, decided, because I told him, you know, because we're that good of friends, I'm just, yeah, she's really pretty. And he's like, oh, I'll talk to her. All right, do it up. So he did talk to her. Well, it was a few days ago.
Yeah, yep.
I was going to my break, and he was coming back from break. And he stops me because she's walking out of this aisle behind us. And he yells at her, hey, hey. She turns around, and he goes, this is him. Because after he told her that I thought she was very pretty, she wanted to meet me. So, yep. So he's yelling, this is him. And so I go out on my break. I sit outside in the freezing cold because I'm an idiot. And she comes walking out. She, enjoy your lunch.
Ooh.
I wasn't on lunch yet.
That's the point where you say my lunch is right in between your legs. I'm just saying.
I was on my 15-minute break. I wasn't on lunch. So I said to her, I'm just like, yes, you too. The day after, I walk inside. I see her sitting at a table as I'm coming back from my break. And she's staring right in my direction. I stared right back. I made eye contact with her. I'm just like, well, I got to do something now, or otherwise this is just really fucking awkward. So I wave to her, you know, hey, how you? Gives me one of this morning. Go to work at 5 a.m. First thing she does, good morning. This is cool.
Right?
I got to capitalize on this.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You totally need to capitalize on that. You do. You've been talking to her. She's waving back to you. She knows you like her. You have to make that move. All right? You just go march right up to her one of these days and work. And be like, hey, listen, do you oppose? If she says no, boom, you put a ring on it right then and there. But
starting Monday, she's in my department.
Fuck yeah. I'm telling you.
So that's going to give me plenty of opportunities to talk to her.
Yep, absolutely. Absolutely. So listen, tonight though, we do got to cut it a little bit short. Yep. Yep. So we're going to
looking at me.
Let's put this up here. These statements that we put up every time. And ready for it? Here it comes.
Feel free to like, comment, and share with friends and family. Make sure to hit that subscribe button and turn on post notifications so you can get notified for new episodes. Don't forget to search us on Facebook and Instagram and follow us.
That's right. You heard it. Remember, follow us, share us to 18 plus only. And you can listen to us, our podcasts, on any of the following platforms: Apple, Google, iHeartRadio,
Spotify.
Spotify is on Amazon. It's on Amazon. And
Pandora,
iHeartRadio.
You said that one.
I did.
Yep.
Pandora. That's right. we're everywhere. Search it, share it, download it, leave us good reviews, because good reviews are always very helpful. So if you get a chance, go on to, especially in Apple. Good reviews on Apple are huge help. So please go on, leave a good review.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Anyways, other than that, hey, have a wonderful, safe night. Make good choices. Oh, shit. Trevor says 18 plus like Pornhub, and he's going to go punt some children now. Sweet.
Oh, all right.
Have a good night. Make good choices. And we will talk to you in 1 week.
T-minus 1 week.
T-minus 1 week. Peace.